This is the Talktainment Radio Network, a 3MR production.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff. TalkTainment Radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Dentally speaking, it is his talk show.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Call 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766 to discuss your dental issues. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kavitko on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. And even you moms-to-be. In my case, my oldest son, BJ, his wife, Mary, is expecting their first in August. So happy Mother's Day to you, Mary. A little bit premature, but hey, nonetheless. And to my wife, Carrie, and to my mother-in-law, Donna, and to my mom, Ruth, who lives in Twinsburg, Ohio. Hopefully she's tuned in, listening on her computer. And I think it's going to be a great day. It's a beautiful day. Of course, it always is on Mother's Day. It's the busiest day of the year for the phone lines. People all calling mom to say they love them. So what we want to do today is the question of the day. Whoever answers our question of the day will receive a floral arrangement from Weissdember Florist and from Dr. Kavitko. So let me give out that question of the day. And you can start thinking about your answers and call in with your guesses, and maybe you can win some flowers today. All right, the question is, Lucy Hobbs was the first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree from a dental school. The school was the Ohio College of Dental Surgery in Cincinnati, Ohio. What year was it? Okay, listen carefully. Was it A, 1846, B, 1866, C, 1896, D, 1926, E, 1946, F, 1936, or G, 1956. All right, Lucy Hobbs, first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree. In this case, it was from the school that was called the Ohio College of Dental Surgery in Cincinnati, Ohio. And the question is, what year was it? And the winner wins a floral arrangement from Weissdember Florist. It'll be delivered either to your place of work or to your mom, if you happen to be a guy or you just prefer to have it sent to your mom. Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And I guess I better give out the phone number, huh? 1-877-932-9766. 1-877-932-9766. So besides calling in with your guesses to today's question of the day, feel free to call in and just ask a question of any kind, because it is a live show. We're here in the studio, ready, willing, and able to answer your questions. Before we go on to the topic, I want to mention that I am holding a golf outing July 31st, and it's in happens to be in two different golf courses at the same time. One is called Bent Tree Golf Club, and that's in a town called Sunbury, Ohio. And then the other one is the Royal American Links, and that happens to be in Galena, Ohio. A couple days ago, my wife and I golfed at Royal American Links, wanted to check it out, and actually, you know, I'm trying to get a leg up on all the rest of you guys that are going to be golfing. Don't worry, though, you're safe. I only hit one good shot about every seven, so I don't anticipate I'm going to win, but I am going to go out and have fun, which is what we want everyone else to do as well. The event takes place July 31st. It does raise money for the Down Syndrome Association. It also raises money for a program called Golf for Life Ohio, which is where people who happen to have Down syndrome are paired up with golfing professionals, and they're taught the game of golf. I think it's great. Gets them out, gives them a skill, helps them use their muscles. And after all, the Down Syndrome Association, what they do is to try to help these individuals live life to their fullest, developing as individuals and just keeping them healthy so that they can live a long, long life. Now, the event starts at 8 o'clock, although it's 7 o'clock. We have a silent auction. You get breakfast, steak lunch, beer and beverages donated by Samuel Adams, greens, fees, and cart. If you register before June 1st, it's $100 a person. If you register after, it's $125 a person. And likewise, before June 1st, a team would be $400, and after June 1st, a team would be $500. You can sponsor a hole for a couple hundred, and we'll make sure that your sign is prominently displayed at the assigned hole. If all you can do is donate, that would be great as well. You can call the Down Syndrome office at 614-263-6020, or go to their website at info@dsaco.net, and that is info@dsaco.net. Now, what I'd like you to do is think about this. It's Mother's Day, but guess what? Father's Day is June 20th. And moms, this would be a great Father's Day gift. You could sign up your hubby or sign up yourself, because I know a lot of women golf as well. And lots of women out there have foursomes that they'll get together once a week or whatever and golf. So what I'd like you to do is go to dentallyspeaking.com and click on the link there that says the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and that will allow you to get registered. And be sure to take advantage of the discount. We'd also like to thank a couple other sponsors of the event, and that would be Safe Auto and BASF and Sunny 95, the courses themselves, Bent Tree Golf Club and Royal American Links. Okay, so remember, Father's Day, June 20th, and I know today is focus on mom, on Mother's Day, but don't forget dad and make sure that you take advantage of that discount. All right, so remember, the question of the day is, Lucy Hobbs was the first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree from a dental school. The school was the Ohio College of Dental Surgery in Cincinnati. What year was that? Was it A, 1846, B, 1866, C, 1896, D, 1926, E, 1946, F, 1936, or G, 1956? All right. Call with your guesses or comments to 800-932-9766. All right. Now, in preparing for the show, and essentially I wanted the name of today's show to be Women in Dentistry. And it's not just the dentist we're referring to. I'm referring to moms. By the way, here's a question for you guys. What is the difference between a house and a home? And when you call with your other guesses to the question of the day, feel free to give me that answer, because I'm thinking that people might know that answer too. So I might have given the number wrong. Did I give the number wrong? It's 877-932-9766. I'm sorry if I gave the number wrong and you just got some kind of a phone sex line or something. I apologize for that. We don't know what that number goes to, but it's 877-932-9766. So again, 877-932-9766. And give us a call and we'll get you a floral arrangement, free flowers. And if it's a guy calling and you forgot your wife's, you forgot to get her flowers or you forgot to call your mom, this will get you out of the doghouse. Okay, so, and the question is, what makes a house a home? See if you can guess that one as well. I'll give the answer out here in a little bit, at least my idea of the answer. Now, as I was preparing for the show, I discovered that there is an association called the American Association of Women Dentists. I had no idea that there was such a thing. Maybe I should have just assumed, but I had no idea. And what's also interesting to me is that this association has been around for a while. Now, I have to make sure that I don't give out the answer to today's question by accident. So let me just see here if I can do that without compromising the secret question or the secret answer. Let me just say that the American Association of Women Dentists, it was of the U.S., was founded by Dr. Mary Stilwell Cusel, and they had 12 chapter members to start. Dr. Annie Folk, secretary, listed 32 members in her report on March 4th, and I won't give the year yet, maybe we'll go back. And she stated that the women interested in dentistry in Philadelphia in March of that year were organizing a society by which they could strengthen themselves to try to help one another. At monthly meetings, SAS presented scholarly dental papers, the mailing list which grew to include about 100 women dentists. However, after a certain point, there were no more the records. They couldn't find anything beyond. So either the secretary retired or they've just lost them somehow. I think that women and dentistry, I think it's an interesting topic because on this site, and by the way, their website is www.aawd.org, they talk about one of the things you can click on is, you know, finding a woman dentist. So why would you want to find a woman dentist as opposed to a male dentist? What would be an advantage? And some of the things that are talked about are things like there's this perception that women are more compassionate. They are maybe kinder or caring. I'm not sure if that's true, and it actually is a stereotype, probably the same stereotype that they would like to avoid by having people not pigeonhole them when they're choosing a dentist. But there are some things. I mean, let's face it, moms do a lot more of the dealings with children than guys, than the dads happen to. At least historically they have. And therefore, you know, a woman dentist, if they're a mom especially, might be more tuned into working with young children. Maybe you would find more pediatric dentists who happen to be women because they understand or enjoy children. And what else? Let's see. The other thing is that it comes to mind is women, just by nature, unless they're in the WNBA, or I'm sorry, the W, is that right? The WNBA, yeah. Women's National Basketball Association, would have smaller hands. Okay, and little tiny hands are a little bit easier to get in and work in a person's mouth without overstretching the corners of their mouth and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's not a guy's fault. If he happens to be 6'8" and his hands are huge, it's not his fault, but doesn't make it any more pleasant for you as the patient. So that could be another. And by the way, if any of you have had experience with the differences between a male dentist and a woman dentist, feel free to give us a call. Remember, 877-932-9766. And I'd love to hear your stories. I've heard some good stories. I've heard some bad. And I don't know if I'll mention any of the bad. But anyway, so you have now. I guess I will, because here are a couple of things that come to mind. One is, and it's not your fault, women, but women get pregnant. And when they get pregnant, just by nature, they need a maternity leave. You need to go. Okay. Some women have to leave work a few weeks before they're due to deliver, and some can work right up to that last minute, run off to the hospital, and have their baby and be back in a week or less. But the reality is more often than not, if you're going to a woman dentist, there's a chance that at some point when you need an appointment, she won't be there. You'll have to see her associate or something like that, especially if it's an emergency. But that shouldn't be that big of a deal. Most likely they have nice associates and people that are very competent and will take good care of you. I did have an episode where I had a patient who came to me as a new patient. And the reason they had left their previous dentist, they said, was it was a guy, but it's a really nice guy, nice dentist, they thought. Good dentist, they thought, but they said every time they left the office, their mouth felt like it'd been manhandled. They said he just had these huge hands, and so they were searching out someone who had much smaller hands. I know that sounds weird, but I think it makes a lot of sense. I happen to be only like 5'8", so I have these small hands, and I know what they're talking about. So what was interesting is we talked about golf a little bit earlier. I had a, I happened to go to one of the Dental Society golf outings. I don't normally do that because they're on weekdays and I feel like I need to be open and work. But I happened to get paired up with this tall dentist. And after about the first 6-7 holes, I said to him, I said, "Hey, Doc, you're really tall, and I'm looking at your hands. They're huge compared to mine." And I said, "Is that ever an issue? Is that ever a problem when you're doing your dentistry?" He goes, "No, it's not a problem at all." Well, he didn't know it, and I didn't tell him, but he was the dentist that my new patient had been referring to. He was the one that they had been going to and decided to leave because of the size of his hands. So I didn't say anything because I figured he can't change the size of his hands anyway. All it would do would be to make him feel bad. So I didn't bring it up, but it was relatively interesting. Now, I know that there wasn't an oral surgeon, a female oral surgeon, until somewhere in the 1990s. And I'd love to look that up. See if I could find an answer real quick for you. Maybe before the show's over, I will. But that's interesting because when I was in dental school and I graduated in 1980, there were no female oral surgeons. And to this day, I bet you there's probably, 10 or so nationwide. And I am going to see if I can locate that. So, women in dentistry, I didn't realize it, but I guess they've always had to overcome. There's always been this stereotypical issue that maybe a woman wasn't competent, maybe they had no business, historically, maybe they had no business being in the profession. And again, here's a list of some things. This was written by, Patricia Blanton, DDS, PhD. I believe she wrote it in 2006. It was originally appeared in the Journal of Dental Education, and that's copyrighted by the American Dental Adult Education Association. So she says, in talking to other women dentists, they told us that we shouldn't, and we did. They told us we couldn't, and we could. They told us we wouldn't succeed in practice, and we succeeded. As we have debunked these myths, they created new ones. They say that we work fewer hours, and they perpetuate these claims without validation. They are almost out of myths, she says. Now, when they talk about fewer hours, that's the notion of women in dentistry. I guess there's this perception they tend to be part-time because they are oftentimes the primary caregivers of their children. And although they may work what might be considered full-time, you do find a lot of women dentists who happen to maybe work 3 days a week or work a limited schedule so they can be home when their kids get off the bus, that sort of thing. But not all, and it's not a stereotype. You can't stereotype them all because there are a lot of very dedicated career women who, in fact, these days you have the house husbands. You have a lot of times men are staying home with their children and taking care of them, and the women are going off to work. Now, when I was in dental school, I think, and that was 1977 through 1980, there were probably about 20% of the class was made up of women. And but back in 1970 or 69, there might have only been one woman in a class of, say, 140 dental students. And, that's not even 1%. What is that? 0.5%. Today, according to most statistics, the percent of dental classes that are made up of women is either 50% or slightly above 50%. And that's a big, big difference in such a short time frame because, in 1970 you had 1% or less than 0.5% to now over 50% in most instances. So that's pretty neat. Now, this is women in dentistry. We want to talk a little bit about women and dental health, not dentists, but just your ordinary everyday mom because it's Mother's Day. And, I don't know about you guys, but in my household, it was mom that would say, "Did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? Don't forget to brush your teeth." And it seemed like very irritating at the time, but And I don't know, were you one of these kids that would go downstairs or go into the bathroom and turn on the water and let the water run and take your finger and move it underneath the water a little bit to make a different water splashing sound so that it would sound like you were brushing your teeth when you really weren't? I know a lot of people do that. And I don't know why, because that took just as long as brushing, actually. And then I know with my kids, I know I caught one of my kids at least once doing something like that, because you learn to, you know, smell their breath to see if they smell the minty smell in their breath. That only works if they haven't tricked you by taking a little bit of the toothpaste and rubbing it on their tongue. Even though they haven't really brushed, they might have rubbed some toothpaste on their tongue to make you think that they had. I don't know why we do this. I don't know why kids are, you know, inherently it seems like lazy or anything that we know we should do or we're told to do. We seem to not want to do that. But I can't tell you how many, you know, adults just recently, let's see, 33-year-old young man came in first time for me at my office. He has a wife and I think about a, looked to be about a six-month-old infant. And he said his parents just didn't take him to the dentist on a regular basis, just ever. They just, it wasn't something that they did. And because of that, he wound up with a bunch of cavities. He has a bunch of, you know, rotten teeth in the back. He, now that he's a father, he realizes that he has to be there. There are people now counting on him to be taken care of. And he realizes he needs to take better care of himself. And so he made an appointment. He came in. So far, all we've done is the initial visit, the initial exam, the initial x-ray series, and some photographs. And we're going to have him back to describe to him what all we found and what we're going to need to do to get him healthy. But you know what? More often than not, it is the moms that do this. So we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk more about women in dentistry. We're going to start giving out some dates as soon as it's safe, because we need to get the answer to today's question of the day first before I tip you guys off as to what it is. And just before we go to break, let me just restate the question so you remember. Lucy Hobbs was the first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree from a dental school. By the way, that school happened to be the Ohio College of Dental Surgery in Cincinnati, Ohio. And the question is, what year was it? Was it 1846? 1866, 1896, 1926, 1946, 1936, or 1956. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talktainment Radio, radio the way it should be heard, and we'll be right back.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Many in the media say Tiger Woods has presented himself as a role model, and because of his recent indiscretions, he has hurt his image. Tiger has shown himself to be a talented athlete, a great golfer, who became that way through his father's guidance, his own hard work, practice, and dedication to the sport of golf. After over 5 months of inactivity, his performance in the 2010 Masters Golf Tournament reconfirms this athletic talent. The media has put Tiger Woods on a pedestal and has knocked him off. Let us leave him alone to deal with his own personal shortcomings. Tiger Woods is no more than an average man with an extraordinary talent who has used this talent to help others through his foundation and to foster the growth of the sport of golf in the United States and throughout the world.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The Needles of the Black Hills inspired a South Dakota historian to dream up an attraction that would make the state a vacation destination. Doan Robinson envisioned massive mountain carvings of Western figures like General Custer and Buffalo Bill Cody. His idea captured the imagination of a sculptor who agreed to do the project. So, what happened to Robinson's grand dream? Stay tuned to find out.
Get away to South Dakota for the weekend or a week and discover the hidden stories and off-the-beaten-path attractions in the land of great faces and great places. Visit TravelSD.com for hot deals on lodging and affordable vacation packages.
Doan Robinson enlisted sculptor Gutzon Borglum to come to the Black Hills and carve the needles. However, Borglum convinced Robinson of a grander vision, one that would create a shrine of democracy that we know today as Mount Rushmore National Memorial.
Great faces, South Dakota. A job is right now, a career is for life. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, a state-approved education and training institute, we are about careers. Hi, I'm Casey Jones, veteran broadcaster and educator. I want you to get paper and pen ready. 3MR is excited about its new School of Broadcasting. Our outstanding faculty of broadcasting and educational professionals will educate and train you for an exciting and evolving career in broadcast and internet radio. We'll train you in programming, production, engineering, sales, and marketing. You'll be taught skills that are transferable to other related fields of communications. You will be exposed to state-of-the-art digital equipment and highly successful broadcasters with proven track records of excellence in the industry. Remember, the better your education, the better your opportunities. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, we better your options. Call 3MR School of Broadcasting for more information at 614-228-228. That's 614-228-2200. Call now.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio. The way it should be heard. Be heard.
Sometimes you fall down, can't get back up. We're hiding behind skin that's too tough. How come we don't say I love you enough till it's too late? It's not too late. Our hearts are hungry for the food that won't come. And we could make a feast from these crumbs. And we're all staring down the barrel of our guns. So if your life flashed before you, what would you wish you would have done? Yeah, we gotta stop looking at the hands of the time we've been given. If this is all we got, then we gotta stop thinking.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me on this Mother's Day. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and again, thanks for joining me here on Talktainment Radio. The number is 877-932-9766, or go to the website of talktainmentradio.com, and you can listen live, you can listen to podcasts. There's a schedule there that tells when you can hear this show in replay, so let your friends know, and they too can listen in. Remember, our question of the day comes with a prize today. We're giving out free flowers. We'll be sending flowers to, or rather providing flowers to the winner, and it'll be either to yourself at work if you're a mom, or we can send them to your mom if you prefer. And the question is, Lucy Hobbs was the first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree from a dental school. What year was that? Was it A, 1846, B, 1866, C, 1896, D, 1926, E, 1946, F, 1936, or G, 1956. We had a couple guesses that came in over the break, and let's see, Rita has called in a guess of C. Rita is thinking that it's 1926. Fiona called in a guess of D. She's thinking, 1926. Yeah. And Rita's guess was C, that would be 1896. Okay. Well, keep your guesses coming. We really appreciate it. So getting back to, what moms do for us. And by the way, here's my answer to the what's the difference between a house and a home? A mom. Without mom, to put up decorations at the holiday for holidays and plant flowers and little knickknacks around there and all that. It's just a house, you know. It's the moms that make our houses homes, make them something that we want to go back to. We feel comfortable there. We feel safe. I remember one of our kids, after he'd gone off to college, was going to college not too far from where we still live. And every once in a while, he would just come home and lay in his bed, his childhood bedroom's bed. It just made him feel better, just a little bit of a comfort zone there. And then he'd say, I'm fine, and he'd go back to college. So that's actually kind of neat, and that's what I'm talking about. So again, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mom, Ruth Kvitko, who lives up in Twinsburg, Ohio. And I think she's listening, but we'll find out. Maybe I'll call her afterwards to find if I can get through. And then my wife, Carrie, and her mom, Donna, my mother-in-law. And I want to wish both of you happy Mother's Day. And all of you moms out there, all around the country, all around the world, have a great, great day. You deserve it. Okay. Now, again, I'm trying to talk about women in dentistry without giving the answer to the question of the day, which is a little tricky. I'll have to get to... I'll have to plug in the years here in a little bit. But anyway, going back to the women, I think that, well, first of all, I'm just very interested in the whole history here of women in dentistry. And I know a lot of women that are involved in a lot of great projects. And in some cases, it's organized dentistry, like with the Ohio Dental Association or the Indiana Dental Association, the American Dental Association, those kinds of things. And doing some lobbying work, trying to make it better for all of us. And, you know, there are lots of women that are involved in research, dental research, which I love the researchers. My son's a researcher, and I could never be a researcher. I would just be bored, I think. But I love it when they come up with new things, and I get the benefit. I get the hugs from the patients when they're so thankful for something I've done for them, something I would not have been able to do had it not been for this new product or this new material that maybe I put in their mouth, some tooth-colored filling or some shiny crown, something like that. So that's always nice for me. Now... something else, and that is, besides saying to kids, did you brush your teeth, moms also tend to be the ones that happen to make the appointments. They're the ones that are the driving force behind making sure that everybody gets to the dentist, right? I mean, think back. So your mom would make an appointment. Chances are she'd go with you, because when you're younger, of course, you can't drive. And you'd probably have your appointment sometimes at the same time with mom's appointment, or maybe a brother or a sister, or a whole family, you know, kind of like the family plan. Three kids and a mom all get their teeth checked on the same day at the same time, or one right after the other. And then, as you go through your childhood, elementary school, middle school, high school, and then off to college, it seems like the first year people are off at college, so their freshman year, kids still tend to come back to their hometown for dental appointments. And guess what? It's mom that makes the appointment. She calls up your dentist and says, hey, my son or daughter, they're going to be in town. They have spring break, or they have a break between quarters, whatever. And well, let's get them in for a dental checkup and a cleaning. And you go. But then something happens. You get kind of busy, or you don't think it's as important as it used to be. And so you start telling mom you don't have time. And after a few attempts, eventually your mom's going to give up. And then you're going to think everything's fine, because why? Because nothing hurts. And you look in your mouth and you don't see any cavities, so you think you don't have any. But guess what? The most common age that I see people with, you know, 8, 10, 12 cavities is somebody who is right around age 22 to 26, somewhere in there. Why? Because they've gone off on their own, and when you get to be a certain age, you're no longer covered under mom and dad's dental insurance, and you stopped going to the dentist because you were too busy or didn't think it was important, and although your mom was still kind of nagging you, she just couldn't make you go. You just kind of, you know, decided that whatever else you were doing was more important than going to the dentist, and so you didn't. And so then when you did go, or when you do go, you're going to find, and don't be surprised, but you're going to find that you have 8, 10, 12 cavities, because I see it every day, see it all the time. So what's the answer to that, or what is that telling us? That's telling us Mom was right. Mom was right. Should have gone to the dentist. Should have taken care of your teeth. But it's not too late. It's just going to cost a little bit of money to get them all fixed up again. All right. Before we go to the break, let me just mention that you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. It's spelled D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. And you can listen to podcasts or access podcasts of this show by going to talktainmentradio.com or going to dentallyspeaking.com. Or you can even go to iTunes and type in either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, and they'll all come up. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about women in dentistry, talk about a question of the day, and we'll hopefully have a winner who's going to win some flowers. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask, and we'll be right back.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Oil and gasoline prices are going through the roof.
Tell me about it. I can't afford to drive to the grocery store.
We've reached the tipping point, so I'm going to give you some tips that could save you hundreds of dollars a year on gas.
Tipping point? I've reached my clipping point. I feel like Ellen Scissorhands clipping all those coupons.
Tip number one. Keep your tires properly inflated. You could save enough money to buy a gallon of orange juice every month.
Can do.
Tip number two. Driving 60 instead of 70 on highways and not racing around town can buy you bacon and eggs every day.
Wow.
Tip number three. Cut the idling, lower the AC, and ditch the junk in the trunk. That could buy you bread and butter. And maybe some grits.
You mean by driving smarter, I can eat breakfast free for a year? Wow!
For more wow tips for your pocketbook and the planet, go to the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can I substitute a prune Danish for the grits?
Baby, you can drive my car.
Hi, I'm Edward James Olmos. I'm here to talk to you about RAD, Recording Artists, Actors, and Athletes Against Drunk Driving. Think about it. You have choices that you can make in your life. Good choices and bad ones. Drinking and driving, bad choice. Why? The life you may take may even be your own. Think about it. Drinking and driving doesn't mix. Get a designated driver.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to grow your business? Now more than ever, your advertising message needs to stand out from the clutter. How do you do that? Impact. Let Matrix Media Services show you how to get your message seen by the masses. Experts in outdoor and out-of-home media advertising, Matrix Media makes it simple for you to put your message in the proper place and save you time and money in the process. Any market, large or small, across the nation, we will find the right kind of advertising for you. Give us a call at 1-800-589-MMSI or look us up on the web at www.matrixmediaservices.com. Matrix Media Services, putting you out there.
It's time to stop what you're doing and go red for women.
Go red.
Start loving your heart today. Visit goredforwomen.org.
Go red.
And take the Go Red Heart Checkup. Get to know your own heart.
Go red.
The American Heart Association invites you to help stop heart disease.
Go red.
To go red for women and give your heart the love it deserves.
Hi, I'm Al Roker. The American Red Cross has a proud tradition of volunteers helping their neighbors in emergencies. Today, they need you more than ever. They need good people to help the victims of disaster. They need good people to roll up their sleeves and donate blood. And they need good people to make financial gifts so the Red Cross will always be there to help. Contact your local Red Cross and become part of the tradition of helping. Together, we can save a life.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko. Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio. The way it should be heard. Be heard.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you. Crying for me.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking, and have a great Mother's Day. I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. It's our Mother's Day edition of Dentally Speaking. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And what we're doing today is talking about women in dentistry, moms, and their role in dental health, as well as our question of the day, where we are giving away flowers to the person who gives the correct answer. And so, hey, guys, if you're listening and you forgot to get your wife something for Mother's Day, here's your chance to get it for free. And we'll make sure that the flowers arrive from you at her place of business or wherever you tell us. And or we can send them to your mom if that's what you prefer. So the question was, what was the first woman, or who? Lucy Hobbs was the first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree from a dental school. And the question is, what year was that? Was it 1846, 1866, 1896, 1926, 1946, 1936, or 1956? Lots of sixes. Go ahead and give us a call with your guess. We did have one guest sent by email, and that was by Carl. Carl guessed 1846, and that's not correct yet. Okay, so let's see. As far as women in dentistry, you know, I guess it was back in something like 1991, when the American Dental Association elected its first woman dentist, Dr. Geraldine Morrow. And at the same time, the Dallas County Dental Society elected its first woman president since World War II, and only the second throughout its 126 years of existence. So that's, and that was only, let's see, 90,000, that's only 20 years ago or so. So that also is a little bit surprising to me. Also, here's an interesting thing. Again, this was written by Dr. Patricia Blanton, who is a DDS and a PhD. And she remembers that when she entered dental school and that she announced she was in 1969, she was an associate professor of anatomical sciences at Baylor College of Dentistry. And when she announced her intention to seek entrance into the incoming class of 1970 of dental school, almost immediately she was called to the administration's office to be, quote, counseled, end quote, by the dean, who informed her that one of his department chairs threatened to resign if Baylor admitted either a woman or a black. Now, think about that. I mean, that sounds so foreign to us now. After all, it turns out, you know, this was only like 50 years after the women had won the right to vote. So, and it was Texas, but in time, this particular faculty member would come to recognize that the success in the profession was not a function of gender or race, but a reflection of sheer determination and perseverance. So, but anyway, luckily, Dr. Blanton wasn't deterred, and she went on to dental school and became a dentist, and said that her this particular department chair became her mentor and her friend, and it was actually him who nominated her to be a member of the fellowship in the American College of Dentists. So, you know, I guess we've overcome a lot of these narrow-minded thought processes over the years, but you just don't even realize just how recent some of these very, very stereotypical thoughts were. I mean, this is, what, 2010, and we're talking about 1970. So that was, what, 40 years? Not that long ago. Okay, now, I want to give out some dates. Let me see if we have any more guesses to the question of the day. And looks like Julie has sent in a guess of E. She thinks it's 1946 was the first woman dentist receiving the DDS degree by a college of dentistry, and that is incorrect. I think as I go ahead and give a little some more dates here, might make it easier for you guys. All right, so that let's see here, Doctor. Well, we don't want to give the answer to that yet. Okay, it was 19. Wait a minute, was it 19? Okay. Interestingly enough, Dr. Gillette Hayden founded what is now the American Academy of Periodontology in 1916. Dr. Maud Tanner became the first recorded woman delegate to the American Dental Association in 1920. And Dr. Anita Martin was the first female inducted into the Dental Honor Society of Omicron Kappa Upsilon in 1923. Let's see, from the 1870s to the 1970s, more than a century, the situation for women dentists was pretty bleak. Less than 2% of individuals entering dental school were women. But, of course, as the women would say, what they lacked in numbers, they made up in talent. And, who knows, they may be right. But, anyway, okay, so I don't know if these numbers are giving people any hints or not, but there have been substantial increase in the numbers of women entering the profession during the past few decades. But what does it portend for women in regard to leadership positions? Sir Winston Churchill once said, "The further back you can look, the further forward you are likely to see." And I think that's a very good quote because it also kind of goes with, you know, if we don't learn from our past, we're deemed to repeat those same mistakes. And so when we look back and we see an injustice, or we look back and we see a disproportionate amount of people being denied access to this or that, it tells us that we should change our ways a little bit and try to even things up and make sure that, anyway, we right that wrong. Okay. If you want to send an email, I don't know that I've given this out today, drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com, spelled drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. You can also find podcasts of the show on columbustoday.com and iTunes, as well as talktainmentradio.com. So there are plenty of ways that you can access these shows. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend and ask them to tune in, either tune in live Sunday mornings at 9, or make sure that if you go there, by the way, there's a schedule of when the show will replay, so you'll have other opportunities to listen in. All right, now, the question of the day, actually, you know what? We almost have to go to a break, so I think I'm going to save it till the very end before we give out the answer to the question of the day. But I'll have to tell you that I've met quite a few women in dentistry, and, you know, I guess I've just been impressed. Maybe because they had been singled out and scrutinized to the point where it makes you want to try even that much harder. And and who knows, maybe we're just attracting great people. But here's a quote from Dr. Linda Neeson, and it goes like this. "Women dentists are here to stay, but the ability to capitalize on their assets depends on the profession's interest and ability to expand the necessary efforts and resources to support and develop women's careers as the profession has done for men." So she wants to make sure that the organized dental folks are making sure that women have all of the same access and rights as men. And I mean, I understand that we are different. Women and men are different, certainly, but I mean, we have women astronauts. We don't yet have a woman president, although Hollywood does, and pretty soon I think we will as well. And so it's kind of nice to see everything kind of evening up. I'm especially proud of that since I have a couple daughters, and you know, you want your best for your daughters as much as your sons. And so they are pursuing professional degrees. And, you know, I don't think it's that unusual for a woman to be a veterinarian anymore, although it did used to be the same in that field. And my daughter, a physical therapist, I think there was a time not that long ago when there weren't very many of those, because physical therapy is very demanding on the therapist. It takes a lot of muscle. It takes a lot of stamina to be a physical therapist. But luckily, things have improved to the point where they were both welcomed into the profession. And I think they're both great at what they do. Neither of them is a mom yet, but I'm sure that they will be at some point down the road. So, yeah, you know, I think that, and if you want to, you know, search out a woman dentist, certainly there's the ability to do that by going to the website. What was that? www.aawd.org. When we come back, we're going to give out the answer to today's question of the day. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovinko here on Talktainment Radio, and we will be right back.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
TalkPaymentRadio.com.
Some say English should be declared the official national language of the United States of America. Those who do not want this to happen feel it would divide the country even further. Perhaps just the opposite would take place. In order to function in this ever-increasingly pluralistic society, we need one common language to conduct business, to educate our children, and to successfully function outside of our own cultural boundaries or environments. Most business outside of the United States is conducted in the language of that country and in English. English has become a universal language. There is nothing wrong with anyone wanting to maintain their own culture through the use of their language. But if one chooses to live in America, it should be understood that English is the most spoken language.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
In 1876, an outlaw named Jesse James was fleeing a posse when he suddenly found himself on the edge of a 20-foot-wide gulch. With lawmen rapidly closing in, James had to choose between being captured or making a leap of faith. Did Jesse James clear the canyon, or was his big jump just another Western tall tale? Stay tuned to find out.
Get away to South Dakota for the weekend or a week and discover the hidden stories and off-the-beaten-path attractions in the land of great faces and great places. Visit TravelSD.com for hot deals on lodging and affordable vacation packages.
No one really knows if Jesse James did, in fact, jump Devil's Gulch. Many experts say the gap is too wide for a horse to clear. You can judge that for yourself with a visit to Garrettson, where a bridge now spans the chasm where James supposedly made his spectacular escape.
Great faces, great places, South Dakota.
A job is right now, a career is for life. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, a state-approved education and training institute, we are about careers. Hi, I'm Casey Jones, veteran broadcaster and educator. I want you to get paper and pen ready. 3MR is excited about its new School of Broadcasting. Our outstanding faculty of broadcasting and educational professionals will educate and train you for an exciting and evolving career in broadcast and internet radio. We'll train you in programming, production, engineering, sales, and marketing. You'll be taught skills that are transferable to other related fields of communications. You will be exposed to state-of-the-art digital equipment and highly successful broadcasters with proven track records of excellence in the industry. Remember, the better your education, the better your opportunities. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, we better your options. Call 3MR School of Broadcasting for more information at 614-228-228. That's 614-228-2200. Call now.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio. The way it should be heard. Be heard.
I don't know, but I think I may
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, our special Mother's Day edition. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And so today we've been talking about women in dentistry and basically dedicating the show to moms and all of the wonderful things that they do, making our houses homes, making sure we get to the dentist, reminding us to brush our teeth. We just talked about the American Association of Women Dentists, which is an association that's been around for a long, long time. And while I'm at it, let me just indicate that there are a couple events coming up sponsored by the AAWD. One is May 12th, just in a few days here, 3 days. It's called the North Shore Women Dentist Pearls of Wisdom, Wednesday, May 12th at the Glen Club in Westlake Avenue, Glenview. And then in June, Thursday, June 24th, the 89th Annual Meeting, A Taste of Dentistry in Chicago, goes June 24th through 26th at the Wyndham Hotel in Chicago. All right? So women, dentists, if you're out there listening, there's a chance to go and be in a big room with a bunch of other women dentists, and you guys can plan your events and plan your strategy to unseat us guys. Actually, I'm just kidding. We work together very well. Now, let's give out the answer to today's question of the day. I'm sorry, before I do that, George sent me an email. He is guessing A, 1846, and Carla, she sent in a guess of 1896. That would be C, and the answer is B, 1866 was when Lucy Hobbs became the first woman in the world to earn a DDS degree from a dental school. That's a long time ago. That's a lot further ago than I would have guessed. Because, let's see, 1966 would have been 100 years. 2006 would be 140. So we're talking 144 years ago. That's really wild when you think about it, especially when you consider that this one woman was saying that she was the only woman in her entire dental class of 140 as recently as 1970. And yet the first woman became a dentist was 1866. By the way, 1846 is when local anesthetic was discovered or invented or whatever they call that. I'm not really sure what you're supposed to call it. Remember the golf outing that we're hosting July 31st in Columbus, Ohio? You can go to dentallyspeaking.com and click on the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic button there and get yourself registered or make a donation. Questions can be directed to the Down Syndrome Association at info@desaco.net, info@dsaco.net. I really appreciate everyone tuning in and joining me today. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. Moms make it so that it is. We really appreciate all the moms. My wife, Carrie, my mother-in-law, Donna, my mom, Ruth, and my daughter-in-law, Mary, about to have my first grandchild. So I really appreciate all of you guys and everything that you do. And we'll be here again next Sunday morning at 9. And every week, Sunday morning at 9, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thanks so much for joining me. Tune in and have a great week.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
If you would like to have Dr. Kavitko speak at your next event, please call 1-800-262-0060. That's 1-800-262-0060, or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko at dentallyspeaking.com.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.